Welcome to another edition of the Valley Talk program, as we are joined today by the superintendent of the Crookston Public Schools, Coach Randy, or Coach, well, former coach.
Former coach, yes, that's right, Chris.
That's the mode I've been in here, playoff time. It's been pretty busy with the Pirate teams going, but you had a school board meeting. Randy Burquist joins us now, and first of all, thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy time of year as you wrap up the school year, and I'm sure there's a lot of energy, for lack of better terms, at the school this time of year.
Yeah, you know, Chris, first of all, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate getting this opportunity every month after a school board meeting. And yes, there is a lot of energy. I know that high school kids have the seniors are going somewhere tomorrow, hopefully the Maple Lake, the thing they do every year. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I know Valley Fair trip next week for one grade, for junior high, middle school will be going. So it's a great time of year. You know, there's a lot of excitement in the air. Seniors, of course, have been ready to be done about 3-4 months ago, as you might remember your senior year.
Yep.
But yeah, there's so much excitement, and you know, teachers are finishing up with tests and getting their grades ready and so forth. So of course we have graduation this Friday. Looking forward to that, my first graduation here in Crookston. And then we also have, you know, school for 3 days next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then teacher in service on Friday. So excitement in the air. But we did have a school board meeting last night, Chris. One of the things on the board agenda that probably was the biggest thing that we talked about last night was the board decided to refinance their old bond at... We had a bond in 2013 that was they're going to refinance to $4.1 million. And on top of that, they're going to add $600,000 for a capital facilities bond and a tax abatement of $400,000. So we had to have a hearing last night to see if any community members wanted to come and listen or speak. And we didn't have anybody speak at the meeting last night. And so the board decided to go through the refinance process for a total of $5.1 million. And there's a process that we have to go through by state statute and so forth. So that was last night at our next June 24th school board meeting. We'll have the resolution to approve going forward with the bonds. At this point, we're looking at getting a better interest rate. Mm-hmm. Unless something happens in the next month and things crash, we can always say, we don't want to go with that. But we basically work with Elders, which is our financial entity. They support many schools across Minnesota. There's other entities that do that as well, but we use Elders, and Shelby McQuay is our representative. I know Sam talked to her last night, and you had some information on that. So it looks like we're going to be able to save some money with refinancing because we're going to get a better interest rate.
Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
And that's the whole, in a nutshell, in the Cliff Notes version, you're doing this to try to save money.
Yeah, we're doing this to try to save money. And then the $600,000, the $400,000 tax abatement, we can use that money to upgrade the parking lots.
Okay.
You know, and that's something that by state statute, of course, we have to do. Mm-hmm. There's a whole process. But yes, we're doing this to try to save money. I think it's going to be great for the community and for the school district.
And when you're speaking parking lots, whether it's Highland School, but especially the Washington and the high school, you just look at that, obviously that's probably not something cheap to redo.
No, it's not. You know, you look at the Highland, of course, with the new addition, you have the new parking lot. Mm-hmm. And that includes the curb and the gutter as well and the sidewalks. So that's a big component of it. And, of course, the multi-use facility. Mm-hmm. We're actually making gains on that. I myself and Mr. Lebarski check it out every day and every night. We're communicating with the construction manager from Gertz Construction every single day. So, you know, the rain did put us back, and I'm switching gears here, Chris.
No.
The rain did set us back a few days, but we've made some huge gains. They come in on the weekends, Saturdays. I haven't seen them on Sundays. They do work in the evening, so we're making some big gains with that as well, too.
Everywhere I've gone here, especially since we had the groundbreaking story, I was in Holly doing a baseball game. Their coaches were asking, and some of their fans, are you going to have that ready by football season? I was in Roseau last night. I had several people ask me. Everywhere I go around Northwest Minnesota doing Pirate games, everybody's asking the same question. You know, people are excited for it.
Yeah, you know something, Chris? I'm really excited for it. Of course, I don't matter. I'm just a superintendent. But for me, the reason I'm excited about it is because I can sense some excitement in the air with the students.
Yep.
You know, I try to, as a superintendent, I'm not just sitting in my office all the time. Mm-hmm. I do get out. I talk to the students. I go to extracurricular activities, go to concerts. Last night was a great concert. And the kids are excited about this. I mean, mm-hmm. you can actually see somewhat an outline of a football soccer field out there in the track. So it's excitement in the air. And like I said before, right or wrong, it's the Taj Mahal mm-hmm. for Northwestern Minnesota. So I'm really glad to hear that coaches and community mm-hmm. members from other communities are talking about this yep. because we want to showcase and utilize this for opportunities for not only our students in Crookston, but other teams as well. Maybe we can host some different things, bring community members from other communities into yep. the town of Crookston and say, oh, they need to go get gas. They mm-hmm. want to eat somewhere. So it's going to be, I think, a boost for the businesses as well.
Yep. And one thing, this is a busy time of year for people leaving and hiring.
Correct.
And it's normal. Every school district has people that are resigning or taking jobs elsewhere or retiring as well. But you've made a lot of hires as well, it seems like you're able to fill a lot of these spots relatively quick.
Yeah, you know, Chris, I'm surprised. I think if somebody would have told me 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, yeah. we'd have trouble finding teachers, I'd say you're crazy. Mm-hmm. We've had some relatively successful applicants for positions that our teachers are resigning because they've found different jobs back. Mm-hmm. Many of the teachers that have resigned have found jobs in their home communities where they went to school.
Yep.
But, for example, orchestra. We have orchestra. I never thought we would get any candidates, mm-hmm. but we have four applicants
wow.
for an orchestra position, which is great because there aren't a lot of schools that have orchestra. And mm-hmm. I think if we can continue the fine arts and the music mm-hmm. programs here, that's awesome. So, yes, we have. We have had two major hires for coaching as well.
Yep.
So we have Bruce Urban, boys basketball coach hire. I was part of the interview process for that, as well as administrators, and really excited about him coming to coach boys basketball. You know, he's got a lot of experience. He's a Crookston kid. He's got experience playing basketball, mm-hmm. coaching basketball, so we're excited for him to come on board. We also have a new guy coming from Red Lake County Central. Yep. He has lots of experience too, named Joel. He has lots of experience coaching as well as he's going to be our social studies teacher. So it's going to be good that he's going to be able to be the head coach, still be in our school system. Mm-hmm. So the girls can talk to him, get to know him and so forth. So,
and that's I've been hearing from people, whether it's what we've seen on social media, on our post on Facebook, but also I've talked to several people in both the Red Lake County, Red Lake County Central, Red Lake Falls athletic programs, but also some parents saying, this guy is a great teacher, a great person, and that's the kind of people you love to have on staff.
Absolutely. You know, I've always been one of those people, as much as I like sports, Chris, mm-hmm. and you know that, I try to go to a lot of extracurricular mm-hmm. activities, but the really bottom line for a school district is you need to really hire academics first.
Yep.
And if you can coach and you're a good coach, mm-hmm. that's just icing on the cake.
Exactly.
You know, so we feel like we did a really nice job in hiring this position because he's an excellent teacher. Mm-hmm. We did our background. Anytime we hire somebody, we also double check, you know, their references and maybe talk to some community members or school district people. And we did our background on this guy, and he's a great teacher. Mm-hmm. And the coaching on top, icing on the cake, like I said, Chris.
Exactly. And like I tell my kids, and I've told all of them, I said, chances are you're not going to make money playing sports after high school. So
correct.
You might want to hit the grades,
get
good grades. And teaching is a big part of that, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, you're absolutely right, too. I've told my kids, and they're getting out of college now, I've told them and told other students too, look, mm-hmm. sports and extracurricular activities are great, but chances are you're probably not going to get that D1 scholarship mm-hmm. and then eventually play in the NFL or NBA. The chances are slim. And if you happen to, you break your leg, You're out. Yep. You still need that academics piece mm-hmm. behind you.
Yeah, you look at all these former professional athletes after they retire. What are they doing? They're all business people. And
absolutely.
Because they've either got their degrees or have been to college and have learned that way. So
absolutely, Chris.
Even after you're done playing, at some point it comes to an end.
Yeah, it really does.
What else did you discuss at the school board meeting last night?
Well, we also talked about Policy 425, our staff development and mentoring. As you recall, Chris, I've said this before, the Minnesota School Boards Association sends out policy recommendations, especially after a legislative session. So in June, probably, we'll be getting some more policies to update. But we did the second reading of our staff development and mentoring. So I would really like to promote staff development for our teachers that are germane or pertinent to their area of expertise. So if they want to, for example, study curriculum on different concepts in math or go to what's called establish a PLC, professional learning communities, we want to make sure that we're following policy and procedure established by the state so that we're ensuring staff development opportunities for our teachers and or other individuals in the district like paraprofessionals. Also mentoring, I kind of want to work with the CEA, Crookston Education Association, just to make sure that when we have new teachers, relatively new, that we have a mentoring system in place. Because when you come to a school, especially for those people right out of college, when you come to a school, there's all kinds of paperwork that you need to fill out and different things like that. So we had a second reading on that. We're going to actually have a staff development committee meeting sometime, probably in July. And also we're going to, I talked to our board chair, Frank Fee, about having a work session to establish some new goals for the Crookston School District next year, 24-25. And then those goals will be the overarching umbrella for the school district. And then when we have teachers who want to attend a staff development opportunity, whatever it might be, they can say, well, it pertains, this staff development opportunity pertains to this goal established by the school board. So got some big plans this summer to do that. But right now, like you said, there's a lot of energy in the air, and I just want to get through the school year with the kids, Chris.
Anything else that was just, well, donations. That was, it seems like every meeting we're talking about another huge bunch of donations, and that was the case again yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you what, Chris, from day one, I can't believe how many grants and donations there are. I mean, we've received over $2,000 from the Minnesota Masonic Charities for FFA, $2,000 from the Crookston Masonic Lodge for FFA, $7,500 from the June Shaver Scholarship Fund. We get something from that scholarship fund all the time, it seems like. $1,000 from Peter and Ingrid Kohler regarding the T.W. Thorson Music Scholarship, and $500 from Leland and Judy Ellingson for the sixth grade Itasca field trip, which they completed this week, the Itasca field trip, another great opportunity for our students.
And Bud Leland Ellingson, a former teacher, and he knows everybody like me, an alumnus of Highland Elementary School. Everybody knows, you mentioned Itasca, and I guarantee you the first thing every Highland alumnus thinks of is that field trip.
Absolutely.
It was, and I know it's a little shortened due to logistics and cost and everything, but everybody remembers being out on the trail in the middle of the night by yourself, and the Little Red Rosie and Slide for Life and all that. I mean, it's still, everybody remembers that well. But
an opportunity I would like to try sometime, go with the students. Yep. Maybe next year I could go with
them
to Itasca.
Yep. I'll be honest, the only time I've ever been camping.
Really? Really? Oh, wow.
Yep. Well, if you don't include a backyard sleepover or something like that. But I regret saying that, but at the same time, I feel comfortable with walls around me. I don't like the bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, talk about, the last week here for the seniors. You have graduation coming up on Friday night, and the seniors have their... we called it skip day back in the day, but now it's a little more organized, and you have that. And so that's technically the seniors' last day.
Yes, tomorrow. Back in my day, Chris, we called it skip day too as well. It's a great opportunity for the seniors to, you know, have one last hurrah with their friends, because many of them, of course, will go on to the next stage of their life, whether it's getting a job, military, two-year, four-year college, whatever it might be. And, you know, it's kind of a... it's kind of bittersweet, I think, from my perspective, because you're like, as a senior, I remember going, I'm done with my senior year. Now what?
Yeah.
You know? So this is going to be great. And then Friday night, of course, it's graduation. And then, of course, all the graduation parties that happen the next month or so is a great opportunity as well. But again, these seniors are going to, you know, go off and into the sunset and try something new. And some of them might not see each other or talk to each other, you know, for quite a few years, you know, until maybe till their reunion, their class reunion. Yep. So great time for seniors. And I want to wish the parents and grandparents and the family members a fun time for graduation. Have a great time, experience it. And I also want to wish the seniors good luck in whatever endeavor they choose for their next stage of their life.
One thing I want to talk about, too, speaking of endeavors, Mr. Oliver and his industrial trades classes, they've been taking field trips to businesses all over in Crookston and the region. And this is, and we were talking about this at home. It's, and my son goes, well, how come we can't do a field trip for, I said, well, it's tough to take a field trip for math. I said, where are you going to go? You know, it's, I said, it's, but it's really neat that Mr. Oliver does that. And these students are really getting to see job opportunities that are out there within the region and good paying job opportunities.
Absolutely. I think Mr. Oliver does a wonderful job. And I really enjoy that he partners with businesses to do this. You know, we had a job fair a week ago. I think it was about a week ago or so. And, you know, we had 25 Crookston businesses that attended this job fair, worked with the city, Keenan at the city, the new marketing director. You know, we didn't have a very good show out of students, to be quite honest and transparent. However, we did learn a lot of things, and we're going to do something in the fall and the spring with a job fair.
Okay.
And we're going to do it at the end of the day when kids are still in school.
Oh, sure. Good idea.
But I'll tell you what, I want to credit those businesses that came in that day to showcase theirs. You know, you don't have to go to Minneapolis, St. Paul, or Fargo, Moorhead to get a job. You've got it right here in rural Minnesota, in Crookston, or any other place across Minnesota. So I think it's great that Mr. Oliver gives that opportunity for the students. At least it gives the students something to think about as they go to their next endeavor, like you said, Chris.
Exactly. And they're great businesses that are community-minded, and if you know, they wouldn't be around still if they weren't great entities to work for, too. So he's visiting all these very good local and regional businesses. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you want people to know?
Well, I just want to, you know, as the school year comes to an end, I want to thank the community of Crookston, the parents, the businesses, and the students and staff for giving me the opportunity to be superintendent. Really enjoyed myself, and I want to wish again everybody a great end to the school year, whether you're a preschool student or a senior, and I hope everybody has a great summer, and I'll be here on June 25th again to talk more on after the board meeting on Monday the 24th.
And also, how about enrollment? How are you looking there at the end of the year? Has it been pretty steady throughout the year?
Yeah, it's been pretty steady throughout the year. And actually, our enrollment is increasing the elementary, which is really nice. So, you know, in the summertime, probably at least once a week, I'll look at enrollment because a lot of things happen in the summer. Yep. Maybe we'll get some more students. We've already had some students and families from other schools in the region reach out because of various factors that maybe they're, you know, just looking to a new start for their students. So very pleasantly surprised about that, getting more kids, and want to continue that because I think we have a lot to offer here in Crookston.
Well, that's for sure. Like you said, not a lot of schools in the area have orchestra. And,
correct.
And I've talked to people all over the Northwest Minnesota. They're like, how does Crookston offer everything that you guys have? And I said, I don't know. But the kids give them credit too. They are active.
Absolutely.
Most of the kids are. So.
Yeah, most of the kids are active. I mean, and I'm a huge proponent of doing something, whether it's orchestra, volleyball, speech, you know, getting a job, doing something because, you know, quite honestly, maybe it takes the kids off their social media for a while and they actually have social experiences, meeting face-to-face with individuals. So I'm a big proponent of that, Chris.
That's the activities, and we say activities, and that's switch from athletic director to activities director for a reason.
Correct.
It's not just athletics that Crookston High School and all the school districts offer. You offer drama, and that's I respect the musicians because I cannot read a note to save my life. I cannot sing a tune to save my life. And I also respect the drama and the speech because I could never remember half of those lines, or not even half. I couldn't remember 99% of those lines that they do. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's.
I'm just in awe when I watch them.
It's phenomenal what they can do. Mm-hmm. You know, some of those speech people, I don't know how they memorize it.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't carry a tune. I could probably play the triangle.
Oh, sure.
You know,
I can play the cowbell.
Yeah. So we could maybe start our own band.
There we
Chris.
Go. Yeah. We'll get on that. We'll work on that this summer.
Sounds here. Good. Yes.
We'll open up the new facility with our ensemble.
Yeah. There you go.
Scare everybody away. Well, again, thanks for coming in, and thanks for everything you do for the Crookston School District. Year one in the books, and I would say a pretty successful one.
Well,
all things considered.
I think so. I'm really enjoying myself. You know, I always want to do what's best for kids, and I hope people realize that. And, you know, if you have questions or anything else, don't hesitate to reach out. If I don't respond to your email or phone call within 24 to 48 hours, mm-hmm. I didn't get it.
Okay.
So yep. Just want people to know that. So.
And that's the one thing with email. If you don't hear, it's not a bad thing to check up. Just say, hey, checking in, did
yep.
you? Just because I get emails even from my dad that go to my spam folder.
Yes.
And it's like I get emails from him probably 10 times a day.
I know.
Especially this time of year. But,
yeah, absolutely. So. I want to thank you, Chris and Carol X, for all that you do for the school district. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. And thank everybody at the school district, especially the teachers and the staff for another year. Well done. And as somebody that still has one kid left in the school district and three that have graduated, their Crookston High School education has done them very well. And two of them are done with college now. And one has a job. The other, we're pushing to get those applications out since he just graduated a week ago from college. But
congratulations.
But we have a sophomore in high school still. And he enjoys going to school, well, as much as a teenage boy can, going to school every day. And we do thank the teachers and the staff for what you do.
We'll have to work on that math field trip that you talked about, Chris.
Yeah, I think he said something about, I can't remember where he said, but I was like, yeah, no.
thank you, Chris.
That is Superintendent Randy Berquist. We thank him for joining us here on our Valley Talk program. Obviously, a very busy time of year at the Crookston School District. Graduation coming up on Friday, and we'll have that live stream for those friends and family that cannot make it. We'll live stream that once again this year, and we're looking forward to that. And, of course, we'll have pictures of all the graduates getting their diplomas once again this year as well. Tomorrow we'll have Nick Niebauer, Jr., for National EMS Week. And then Thursday we'll have Bill Werner, the M&N State Capitol Recap, get you caught up to date on everything that happened there. And Friday we'll be talking the Memorial Day program that'll be going on throughout Crookston in the area as well. We have 4 minutes after the hour. It'll be 11 o'clock. And yes, I like to run late sometimes and run over on our Valley Talk program. But obviously, the Crookston School District, a very important part of our community. And we thank Superintendent Berquist for coming in.